Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Morning, Key.
Why say your name like that? Say emphasis on the Keyshawn.
I was saying it loud. It's the morning. Hey, get up, everybody.
Wake up.
Yes,
wake up.
That is extremely true. It is the morning.
Yes.
It is extremely morning. Yes, this is the extreme.
Oh, Get Up is a different show. Morning. Sorry. Not to be confused with Get Out. A lot of different things going on there.
Lots of stuff going on.
Get Out?
You never seen Get Out?
You look like the dude with the
you don't even know. You can't even explain it. You can't even
I'm saying you look like the dude with the hat and the hoodie on. You won't let me explain it. Just because I stumble, it's early in the morning. My mouth feels tight right now. Got to do my exercises. Remember that, Jay?
What
hey,
way?
Yo.
Did you warm up the vocal cords?
It's early in the morning. You got to stretch the vocal cords.
Yeah. I was going to say, which dude do I look like on Get Out? Because, you know, you got jokes in the morning, man.
No, the dude that had the hood on.
Gonna be complimentary.
Oh, the lead actor.
Not, Jay, I'm sure it's going to be complimentary.
Not the one with the other hat stirring the tea, right?
No, not the. No, that was no. You're
the lady
not
was
that guy, Jay.
Well, I'm just asking. I'm trying to get clarity.
No, you don't
from
look
Key.
Like him. You look like the dude that was running. Remember the dude that ran past him really fast?
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
All right.
I don't remember what.
Okay, all right. You're the star actor, Jay. It wasn't that. I'm just talking about
the
uniform.
I didn't even mad about it. I just said all right.
Because if I say you're somebody other than an A-lister, you're gonna get mad.
No, that was different.
No, it's
that
when,
was different.
When you
that
said
was different.
That everyone was. You did the who's who of popular culture and then
he
said.
He called himself Jay-Z.
And you were?
Who was that, Max?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. That was disrespectful.
But Ja Rule
is cool, though.
No, it's the look. I got nothing against Ja Rule. We just had multiple callers call in and said that was disrespectful.
No.
He's Jay-Z and you're Nas and I'm Ja.
Right.
That's
like what?
Not,
just, I'd rather be Ja Morant. Give me Ja Morant, okay? I'll be Ja Morant.
You both.
There you go.
But I told you I'll be Ye if you want to be Jay.
Yeah, but I don't think you want that anymore,
Keith. No, I don't want it. I said I knew Ye.
I knew who Ye was.
All right, let's get off. Hey, Max, it's time
things.
To turn.
Yeah.
Keyshawn says he supports.
New and improved. New and improved Ye. He's going to correct some things.
Yeah, that's what.
All right.
Keyshawn's the consultant for Ye. I heard it on ESPN, right?
Oh,
at the internet. Here we go.
That took a hard turn real quick.
So, finally, guys, I'm so glad this finally happened. Because after so long, like, pursuing this guy, Pat McAfee finally landed an Aaron Rodgers interview. And I'm very happy for Pat McAfee. I was wondering when that would finally take place.
Pat's building an enterprise.
No question. Pat McAfee sitting on the show with the hat.
Killing
in an undershirt. Talking
to Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I love it. I love it. So good.
Entertaining. All right. Aaron Rodgers says he isn't ready to make a decision about his future. This is, I think you could put this file this under the biggest shock of 2023 so far. Aaron Rodgers keeping everyone on tenterhooks about his future. Here he is on the Pat McAfee show, not emotionally or mentally ready, apparently. Listen.
We had all the conversations like we wanted to have about football for now. You know, they're not pressing for any type of specific, you know, answer. And I'm not, you know, mentally or emotionally at that point to give one. You know, again, if I'm asked about it, I'll you know, respond in honesty. But this is not going to be something where I'm going to, you know, respond to a bunch of inquiries about, you know, what are you thinking this week or what are you thinking next week or where are you at? You know, it's just it's get away from it mentally and then and emotionally, and then physically, as your body starts to come back after a few weeks of TLC, then you know, I think you're in a better frame of mind to, you know, to contemplate your future.
So, Key, what do you notice about what Aaron Rodgers said just then? What jumps out at you?
Well, I'm fine with what he said. If he's not ready to make the decision in a short window, he just finished playing football 2 weeks ago. So, I understand most athletes, most football players in particular, like he said, give his body a little rest, little tender loving care, and then get his mind right on what's going to happen moving forward in the 2023 season. So I don't have a problem with that. But don't extend it beyond a certain period of time, and then I will have a problem with it. But right now, it's 2 weeks removed. He's chilling. I have no problem with it.
Yeah,
go to Hawaii and zen yourself away.
Exactly. Go chill out. You know, do what you need to do to ease your mind.
Right there. Yeah.
And I got no issue with it at all. I think that the big thing for me with Aaron Rodgers is I feel like if you saw the way that the question was asked to Aaron, it was more so I feel like Aaron Rodgers knows he's going to play. He's taking time, which he's in this moment, which is fine. But I think a lot depends upon who the Green Bay Packers decide to put around him, which he talked about later.
Let me tell you this, though, JC. So the media outlets are a little different now. So you got a little more access to certain things.
Yeah.
If you rewind to when Aaron Rodgers first came into the league, if this was the postseason and it was over with, he wouldn't be asked those questions maybe once because they caught him in an exit interview. So he was asked in an exit interview, and then he goes on about his business until he shows up at the Super Bowl for some event, but they're not going to ask him that either. They're just going to be like, oh, man, how your mind doing? You understand what I'm saying? So times have changed where the access to the football player, athlete in general, in the offseason is greater now. You don't have that 2-3 week window of nobody bothering you anymore because you go anywhere and somebody's going to ask you. You can go to the airport. They're going to hit you up outside the airport. So he's going to be asked that a lot. He would have gave that same answer 10 years ago that he gave right now, except media is a little different now.
But also, Key, this media is something that it feels like it's his and what he's been able to do with Pat McAfee, right? So he's not going to take a whole bite. He's going to give you some crumbles and lead you there.
I want to play you something else. You're very true. In that, but 10 years ago, he wouldn't have had this platform.
I want to play something else from that interview. And by the way, you're right, Key. The media's everywhere. Everyone with a phone, that's everyone, has a recording device. On the other hand, nowadays, athletes can choose to go to very friendly places to actually deliver their message,
absolutely.
Right? So it cuts both ways. Here is later on, or another clip from that interview. Listen to this one, Key, and tell me what jumps out at you here. He's talking MVP and Packers. Listen.
I think I can win MVP again. The right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, you know, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be, you know, both sides, you know, like actually wanting, you know, to work together moving forward. And I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had.
I take from that, Max, is he's putting Green Bay on notice that you're going to continue to do it the way I need to do it or else I'm going to do something a little bit different. And on top of that, he's talking about an MVP trophy, whether it's somewhere else or whether it's in Green Bay. How about just talking about a Super Bowl, whether it's in Green Bay or somewhere else? Because you got four MVPs. You don't need another MVP. What you need is another Super Bowl to separate yourself from Brett Favre if you stay in Green Bay, or to separate yourself and put yourself in rare company with quarterbacks that have two or more Super Bowls that was elite, that was carrying teams, that played for a very long time. That would be my message to him, but that's also what I heard from him, is that he's putting the Green Bay Packers a little bit on notice to let them know, hey, I'm still in control here.
Key, you're damn right he's putting the Green Bay Packers on notice, right? I'm okay with the MVP talk. That doesn't bother me. Like, I've been around dudes like MJ who are crazy competitive, who want to win MVPs. They might channel conversations around winning championships, of course.
But wait, Jay, I don't want to cut you off, but I just did.
But you just did.
He got six of them.
I know, but Key, listen, because it's what he said afterwards that we didn't get a chance to play that sound, is when you talk about MVP, like, that's almost people questioning how talented he is. People calling him washed, right? He's like, oh, you want to call me washed? Okay, cool. I had a down year.
I'm going to come back,
and I'm going to beat your head in again.
Yeah.
But also at the end, he talked about, well, it depends upon what our team does. Locker room guys, because culture's big to me. Like David Bakhtiari, right? Like, are they going to bring him back? You talk about Alan Lazard. He's a free agent. Are you going to bring him back? Randall Cobb, are you going to bring him back? Like, he talked about, you know, Robert Tonyan. Like, he's on a one-year deal. Are you going to bring him back? So a lot depends upon his guys that create the culture that he feels comfortable with. He needs them to be on board for him to come back.
I think, let me just reconcile what you both just said. And this is what I hear. he is actually looking out for his guys.
Yes.
But the way he's delivering the message, particularly when we play the sound bites, it can make him sound self-centered, right? This is where leadership and knowing how to deal with the media can come in. Like, I think about Derek Jeter a lot. Derek Jeter was once asked, I think it was by Steve Serby. You remember Steve Serby, Key?
How can I not? Was the Daily News, the other day.
Right? So he asked him in one of these, like, Sunday conversations, whatever they called the column, what's the one thing, and this is the height of Jeter's powers, and he's won a bunch of World Series, and he won World Series MVP, never won an MVP in the regular season, though. Deserved one, never got it. One or two. And he said, what's the one thing you've never done that you want to do, right? The one thing you haven't. And he said, I want my fifth ring. In other words, no matter how you tried to approach Derek Jeter, it was never about him, I want to win an MVP. It was never about that. It was only about, I'm trying to win a championship. Because you would think, well, he already got four at the time, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking about the MVPs. He got four.
Right. But he's but Jeter's like, you think I got four, so I've already won championships. Now he goes, but all I ever think about is beating everybody, is winning the championship. So he messaged that in a way. I'm not saying that they're actually fundamentally different. I don't know. I assume they are, but whatever. But his understanding of how to deal with the media, how to stay on message, calms everything down constantly. And Rodgers, it flares up.
Yeah, but also, I love DJ. DJ always seemed like he was prepped for the media.
Yeah.
Like, I do wonder, like, seeing DJ on Drink Champs is way different than seeing DJ when he's
did he do Drink Champs?
Yeah, he did Drink Champs, man. You
got
to check it out.
Noriega got
he's
Jeter
way more
in there.
Relaxed than ever before. You're like, yeah, that's who I know DJ to be. Like, so there is a part of Aaron Rodgers. He's with his crew. Like, I actually want to see behind the curtain when it's not like a prepared comment. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Jeter on Drink Champs. How am I not aware of this?
Come on, man. You got to get up on that.
Got three kids, three jobs. Jeter's on. All right, guys, I'm not going to be on the next segment. I got something to do. is the NFL headed to is it trending toward offensive coaches exclusively as head coaches?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can catch us on ESPN2 until 8 a.m. Eastern and ESPNU all 4 hours to 10 a.m. Eastern. Hey, Al in Wisconsin, guys, has an issue with Aaron Rodgers' MVP comments. What's up, Al?
Yeah, how you all doing? And you guys do a great job, and thanks for taking my call. This is where I have the issue. Aaron, if you're going to take time off, chill, get your mind together, TLC and all the nice conversation, if you're going to choose to mention and now insert something, why does it have to be a doggone MVP, which is a personal gratification, an individual type of an award, instead of you being more concerned with getting yourself a championship, which you've been knocking at the door for all of these years? It's eluded you. People are talking about whether you can get it done, whether you still can bring a team somewhere. Not if you got some type of individual talent where you're trying to prove to somebody you still got it. Get out of yourself and get team-oriented and try to relax and then get back and get these guys together in the off-season before anything happens and says, we're getting ready to get busy, fellas. That's what this is about.
I hear you, man. How can we act like Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to win a Super Bowl? You don't think he hears people chirping about him not winning a Super Bowl?
He wants to win a Super Bowl. Of course, he wants to win a Super Bowl bad.
He was just answering when people think he's washed because he had a washed year.
What you do, even though
you twist
even
it,
somebody told you that, you just turn it back into your team, your organization. That's the problem that you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is always saying something or doing something different, right? Yeah. His actions doesn't add up to the words. That's kind of what it is. So you can certainly see why when you mention MVP, the first thing my ears perk up because I'm only thinking about him winning a championship. I don't care about another MVP.
I have a question for Jay along these lines. Do you believe, I think Key and others hear that a certain way, so to this call, hear it a certain way because it's a tip-off. And that's really let's take the macro view. Let's step back all the way back and get the kind of broadest perspective that there are little tip-offs you look for to see how focused someone is on like the mission, right? Do you believe, Jay, yes or no, that those kind of tip-offs are relevant, or are you saying they're irrelevant? Like I do think there is something to it when a dude is. Those kind of things leak. You go, it's not. He's not about it the same way as, like, that's the reason I brought up Jeter, who was not as good a baseball player as Rodgers is a football player, but won more championships.
I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers answers every question the way I would answer questions. He obviously has his own unique style, and that can rub people the wrong way. It's rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I've been on the show, and I've talked about a couple of different things. But it was also the way he was answering that question about how he felt when people – deemed him to be washed out. And this is, Key, the only thing I would say to you is that you struck me as a dude that said what was on your mind. You didn't always think about what are the implications of how this sounds to other people, because people who knew you knew what kind of dog you were and knew what time it was.
But you're not answering the question.
But generally, though, Jay.
Okay. Like, let me just, I just want to follow up. Do you think there's something to it or not? You're right in the details, but the macro view of, wait a minute, this indicates that his psyche, his mind, is not completely focused on the task at hand, which is to win a championship. Do you think that's just nonsense?
I think at times it can feel that way.
Feel what way?
That the psyche is more individually on him, on where he is at this stage of his career.
And do you think that's legit, that people have legitimate – the reason we react that way is because we sense something – is not focused about the player on the team.
But see, I don't see that as lack of focus, though. I just feel
I don't see it as a lack of focus. I see it as a lack of awareness to how people are going to react to him speaking about himself winning an MVP, whether the question was posed, MVP, blah, 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 what do you think? Can you do it again? If you asked me that question when I played as a rookie, I would tell you I'm not focused in on an MVP. What I'm doing is focusing on helping my team try to win a Super Bowl.
Is that because you don't want to create a distraction? Why is that preferable?
Because that's really truly how I feel and how I felt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why Keyshawn Johnson was the kind of guy you wanted on your team. Sure-handed, right? Like, he's not going to drop the pass in the clutch. He will block. Bill Parcells loved him because he will block. He will do without, he's going to do all the things you need him to do. And then when they ask him a question, he's actually focused on the mission. So it's not about, I'm going to win MVP, blah, 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 blah.
If it happens along the way, so be it. I'm not, my focus is to win a championship because I value trying to win championships more than I did, regardless if I wrote a book that says, just give me the damn ball.
So there's something to that, in other words.
Because the lead of the book is not the body of the book. It just sounds that way from the outside because internally it's all about winning championships. That's the first and foremost thing. Because I can get all the Pro Bowls and all that stuff if I'm doing the other things. And that's why when I hear it, I'm like,
to your defense, give me the damn ball. Like, when you come out, when you're young in the league, that's a different mind, even though you always want to win. Right?
Yeah,
like,
but the give me the damn ball is me helping you and us, having me stand around like a cardboard cutout when you draft me number one overall. That's, I can't help you.
And by the way, like, for a guy who's willing to do all the
You could have took Max Kellerman if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, Key's not saying he doesn't want to do the dirty work. He does it.
So is our thesis that we don't think Aaron Rodgers is focused on winning a Super Bowl?
No, that's not mine.
No, I'm not saying yours, Key, because you and I seem to be on the same page.
Well, this
about
is
the
what
lack
I'll
of awareness.
I would have just have liked him to say, I would have liked for him to
say. Of course. But like,
why,
when is Aaron Rodgers ever going to say what we would like for him to say? That's not his style.
But what I'm interested in primarily here, at least me, what I'm interested in is why would you like him to say that? Because my understanding is because it really does reflect a focus on the ultimate goal, right? That's why you'd like him to say it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
absolutely.
Jay. And so when people sniff out, they go, wait
absolutely.
A minute. As Key mentioned earlier, he's had a long career. He's played at an absurdly high level on many good teams.
But he's first ballot Hall of Famer if he wins a championship again or not.
He's talked about winning championships before in a Pat McAfee show. He's came out and said it. But like now we're going to take this one clip and because he didn't say it, that means he's not focused on winning a championship?
I'm not.
I get the moment. Wasn't focused.
I know. The lack of – I'm also, Key, I'm with you on the lack of awareness. I just hate like when clips are played and it's like all of a sudden we don't take – everything into account.
But my question,
do take
I agree
everything
with that,
into
but
account.
Do you think it tips something off about him that is somehow related to the fact that he does have a championship but has played a long, long time at a
let me just tell you, all everything before we scrap this and move on,
yeah.
Everything that he's saying, I understand. But when I've won four championships, four MVPs, I'm aware of everybody on the outside. Not that I even give a damn, but I'm aware of all my teammates and everybody that we haven't done anything as far as championships go. Right. So even though you posed this MVP question to me, I am going to completely turn it upside down and focus in on the Green Bay Packers and our mission if I'm coming back.
Yeah,
so here's how I would answer that. If
Save that because I want to stay on this topic. This is a good topic. Coming up, you will hear exactly how Keyshawn Johnson would have answered the question that Aaron Rodgers was asked on the Pat McAfee show.
Earlier in his career or later in his career?
Early and late. That matters.
Oh,
man, you read newspaper clippings. You better stop.
ESPN.
Listen to them people.
ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Allen, Wisconsin, guys, has an issue with Aaron Rodgers' MVP comments. What's up, Al?
If you're going to choose to mention and now insert something, why does it have to be a doggone MVP, which is a personal gratification, an individual typhoon award, instead of you being more concerned with getting yourself a championship?
And basically, the conversation here on KJM, ESPN Radio, or presented by Progressive Insurance, basically the conversation around what Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show, if you guys don't object to my phrasing it this way, I would say comes down to Key saying, look, I wouldn't put it out there. My focus would be on the mission. That's to win a championship. I'm not putting out there that it's about me winning an MVP. And Jay's like, look, you can say, you know, you can want to win an MVP. It just reflects that you're saying you could play at a very high level and it's taken out of context. And my question is, with those two points of view, Jay, are you saying that that we're not picking up on something when a guy says that, because there's some guys who never step in it like that. Okay, that's the conversation we were having. But Key was about to tell you the way he would have answered the question Pat McAfee posed to Aaron Rodgers on his show. Listen to Aaron Rodgers' response, and then Key is going to give his response the way he would have answered it. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, you know, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be, you know, both sides, you know, like actually wanting, you know, to work together moving forward. And I think there's, you know, more conversations to be had.
Key, how do you, what do you say if you're Rodgers right there?
Yeah, I certainly like to win another MVP, but if I do win that MVP, hopefully it comes along with a championship. And if that championship is with the Green Bay Packers or somewhere else, that's really my only goal. I got four of them. I have four MVPs. I mean, it'd be nice to get another one along with a Super Bowl ring, championship ring, because I put myself in rare company. Right now, I got one, and I've been trying to knock on the door for two for quite some time. Then I give a fake laugh.
You see what Key did, though, but Jay? He redirected everything. It's not that you don't acknowledge that you want to win an MVP, but everything is constantly being redirected toward the team goal, which is a championship.
Fake laugh, though. You got to have a fake laugh now.
Let's hear it.
You
know what?
Key, I laugh at all this, right? Because there's and Key knows about this, because Key's, you know, quick-witted, and sometimes as athletes we have to think and pivot very quickly. So at Duke, I never answered any question. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so you guys had this team controversy. I'm like, well, every team goes through adversity, and we're focused on the next challenge in front of us. And you're like, oh, that's so boring. You're not saying anything. Please tell us how you really feel.
Yep.
So once again, when we play the clip, I think context is important. A.J. Hawk was actually the one. It wasn't really a question. It was more of a comment about, you know, are you coming back to Green Bay? Like, do you
AJ
feel like
Hawk,
Green
friend
Bay,
of the
right?
Show. Yep.
And the way Aaron took it, Aaron actually said, well, you know, there's a lot of people that called me Wash, and based upon the season. So it kind of took a personal direction from him first, because he felt some kind of way about people saying.
But do you hear what Key said, Jay? This is why, Key, you should start a media consulting company.
I know, but Max.
But Key said the same thing. He said, in other words, he said, I can still perform at a high level. I can win MVP, and hopefully that results in a championship.
So you know what I'm going to do? So every question that you ask me for the next 4 hours, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to turn it into something bigger about the team.
Yes.
So, when the hell can you actually be relaxed and talk about how I actually feel?
Because that's why I'm saying.
But he did. But the thing is I told you how I feel. But I actually did tell you how I felt.
He did, but he didn't tell on himself.
But
Aaron Rodgers told on himself.
That I want my MVP. But I wanted at the same time I get another Super Bowl.
No, wait,
ring.
Key, what you're saying, everyone tells on themselves the more they talk. What Key is doing when he tells on himself is he is about winning the title. The question is, Jay, do you think there is something to it or not? When we gather, we get the feeling from Rodgers when he tells on himself, it's more about him than the team.
I think there have been times where I've heard Aaron Rodgers talk where I've questioned, all right, man, like, this is not the way I would lead. I've said that. I do not think this moment is one of those times where it's, like, all about Aaron Rodgers. It was the way he was driving with A.J. Hawk and Pat McAfee. It was
people
like he was
talking
to his
this,
boys.
Jay. People want to – I hear that. Kurt Warner in 99, by the way. 1999. The last regular season MVP to win the Super Bowl. 1999. Since then, MVPs in the Super Bowl, 10 of them have made it, 0-10. Chew in Milwaukee. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max.
Guys, good morning, guys. Really good to hear from you. Keyshawn, just want to start off before I make my comment on Aaron. Haven't talked to you in about a year or so. I see you got an extended warranty on that Honda you call the Cowboys. Good luck the next game. So anyhow, with Aaron Rodgers, I got a big problem with all the stripes this dude gets. I come up from the 80s and the 90s, and I remember Elway towards the end of his career. He was almost celebrated. The dude gets smoked in 3 Super Bowls. And nothing was really said all up until he made that Super Bowl against the Packers. Now, my point is, Aaron Rodgers went to 1 Super Bowl. I get it. But why do we hate? Why is there so much hate nationally towards this guy? He's not the most personable. I get it. But he's a dog. So my point is, you can say whatever you want after you got four MVPs. and a Super Bowl title because Dan Marino.
The standard changed with Tom Brady. That's my key.
That's,
I think
that's fine, but
back then,
Tom Brady.
Dan Marino would have gotten one. We're good, right?
Well, I think,
but
I
the
think,
Tom Brady changed the standard.
I think Max is right. The standards change, but what happens is if you're going to put Aaron Rodgers in rare company, meaning the top four quarterbacks of all time or whatever you want to call it, those dudes all got multiple championships, whether it's Tom Brady, Joe Montana, John Elway, who else got multiples? You know, the guys that they talk about.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Unitas, even.
Yeah, all the, Super Bowl, when you start talking about the top of the top of the top, that's why. Even though Dan Marino is Hall of Fame, first ballot, cold, I would have played with his left arm throwing the football to me. He's never talked about as one of those guys because they have championships. He's just never talked about. First thing you talk about is how his arm is laser-like. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we talking about Mount Rushmore? Rodgers not on Mount Rushmore with one.
But Rodgers is not putting himself on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but
no, but it's not. It's not about him.
He's incredible.
It's about the conversation, Jay, surrounding him.
I hear
nobody puts themselves on Mount Rushmore. I belong up there.
Well, some people do.
Okay. Well, I don't pay attention to them.
I'm just saying. But, like, when there's a lot of conversation happening around you and people are saying, well, does he belong? Is he one of the greatest? I'm like, all right, that's something completely different. Like, Aaron Rodgers is talking about with his – it's like how you guys and I would talk, like, when we're just kicking about stuff that we feel passionate
about. But that's
about.
Why people take issue with it, Jay, and say the things that they say is because of what you just said. If we could talk about ourselves in a relaxed environment, but that relaxed environment still went public.
All right.
And once it goes public, now it becomes a public environment and people are going to react a certain way about it.
We ain't talking about Rodgers constantly for no reason. It's not, well, he's playing at this level, so Mahomes is better than Rodgers, right? Like, he's the best I've ever seen, or at least you can say they're comparable, right? Even if you disagree with me. We're not talking about Mahomes constantly. We're talking about Rodgers constantly. There's a reason for that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Are you okay with Aaron Rodgers mentioning MVPs and not Super Bowls, or are we just playing radio right now, taking something out of context and blowing it up, as Jay claims? Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Aaron Rodgers mentioned winning another MVP, but not the Super Bowl. In one little soundbite where probably in the next breath he could say, oh, Super Bowl 20 times.
Cut.
But we clipped that soundbite. And Jay objects to that. We could frame a guy however we want. And Key gave the answer where the answer, yes, he talks about MVP, but it always gets back to a championship in the same breath. And I think that, Jay, and you still haven't fully answered this. It seems to me your answer is not necessarily. I think that we're all sniffing something out about a guy that we correlate with being the ultimate championship team winner, right? And, Jay, it seems to me your answer is not necessarily. In other words, is there truth to that or not? You're saying, seems to me, not necessarily. There could be truth to it, but not in every instance that the media and the fans jump on. And maybe this is one of those instances that you feel we're being unfair to Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a fair assessment of where we are
at
the moment.
I'm not being unfair to Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not saying you, Key. I'm talking about – Yeah.
I'm not being unfair to him at all. Not for one piece of ounce.
I got a lot more
nothing.
To say about this.
888-SAY-ESPN. Conrad in Milwaukee.
Hey, guys. I want to say this right away. I start my day with you guys. I love everything you got to say. And I think there's been so many times that, Jay, you actually – in the past, you've held – Rodgers at a certain, like, at hand's length away, like, what is this guy saying? But today, I got your back on this.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, it's a context thing and that whole interview and whatnot. And I want to break it down. I listened to that whole interview. Rodgers is basically saying, hey, Green Bay, if you don't keep my guys here, I'm gone. Because I got a feeling Mike Shanahan out in San Francisco, if they, given the opportunity for them to have Rodgers, Rodgers would say, I'd go play for them. And they got a championship team, and I'm going to win an MVP and probably a championship. But Green Bay, I don't really necessarily trust. If you break down my team, who are you going to give me? Because I have an issue with trying to play with the people that you give me right away. So that and all that said, you know, the Pat McAfee show, and I don't want to plug his show on your show because I love your guys' show. That
different
is,
show,
they
man.
Introduce him as, you know, two back-to-back MVP, four-time MVP, blah, blah, blah. That's all about, that's how they introduce him. So I don't want to go on a rant. That's all I got to say. I love you guys. Keyshawn, you're my favorite guy, all going all the way back to the Jets. Later.
All right, comrade. See? Later. Thank you. Somebody agrees with me. Glad we're on the same page.
I agree with you too, Jay. It's just that I would have answered it differently.
That reflects something. I'm the one making that claim. That people are sniffing something out, that it's not an accident. We're always focused on Aaron Rodgers, that whatever his style of leadership is, it leads to this, these kind of questions. Steve in Missouri, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, fellas, great to be on. I love the show. I listen to you every day. Aaron Rodgers, I love this conversation. Every year it's going to happen. And as long as he's at Green Bay, every other football team in the country, they're happy about it because he's kind of a poison right now. Yeah, he's a great quarterback, been a great quarterback. As long as he's at Green Bay, they're not going to win. And if he's going to be entitled and try to be this all about, you know, winning MVPs and not about the team, let it happen. I mean, and let other people behind the scenes have their conversation. Heck, I'd love to see Lamar Jackson in Miami. I'd love to see Carr at Tampa Bay. You know, I'd love to see Garoppolo go to Baltimore and maybe Brady finish out at, you know, the Raiders. I mean, it's going to happen. All this naysaying, everyone's playing into his hands because he wants this conversation to happen. And when he has this conversation happen, you know, everyone else can do their things behind the scene. I don't think he's a fit at San Francisco either. I think he'd be a bad fit there because of what he brings, the negative, you know, media, the negative, you know, attitude. And as a coach, you know, I mean, I'm a high school coach, but a high school coach, we want leadership in a positive way. It's about the team. And I know you're talking about millions of dollars and endorsements and stuff like that, but come on, let him do his thing. Let Aaron Rodgers burn his bridge. And, you know, and soon enough, he's going to ride on to the sunset and do something else.
All right.
Let me say this to people out there, and I'm not comparing by any means the championships that these two individuals have won because they're on different levels, okay? I'm just talking about personality traits as competitors and things that they would say. You know how many times I've been around Michael Jordan and some of the things that would come out of Michael Jordan's mouth? You'd be like, damn, this dude is a savage up here. Like, I think, frankly, the personality – and I've been around both guys. Their personality traits are very similar in the way Aaron Rodgers is and Michael Jordan with how they feel about certain things. Now, you got a little bit of a taste of that with The Last Dance where you saw how other people felt about him as teammates, right? Or if that were published during those times, it would make you feel a little bit differently about Michael Jordan. I think what you're seeing with Aaron Rodgers is almost like what we would have seen to a degree if Michael Jordan had been relaxed and really said what was on his mind in front
of
the cameras.
But isn't that relaxation, that Northern California, ayahuasca, very different? Like Jordan went hard, right? Like go out to Atlantic City and he's, you know, smoking cigars and drinking and stuff, and then taking a helicopter to Madison Square Garden and giving the Knicks 55, right, in the playoffs. But he's going hard, right? And Aaron Rodgers, it's laid back. It's more passive-aggressive.
But I would say Aaron Rodgers is going hard when he stepped between the white lines.
I'm just talking about people's perception.
Michael Jordan is going to go hard. Aaron Rodgers, you're right. Aaron Rodgers is laid back. Northern California, chill. Like, you know, everything is good. There's no stress. We're not panicking about the, you know, this isn't New York. It's not going to just go into the ocean. That's not how we feel on the West Coast. Everything is chill until we step into the white lines. And once we cross the lines, it takes on a different mentality and different mindset. Michael Jordan did it both ways. He enjoyed the life outside of basketball because that was his relaxation period of time. And then we got in on the court, he turned on the switch.
No one's questioning Aaron Rodgers' level of play. It's not Jordan, but it's very, very, very high. But what I'm saying, Key, is we're talking about the public perception of the guy that Jay knows has hung out with both guys a bunch behind the scenes, right? One-on-one and in groups, small groups. So you've seen similarities in their personalities that you have to dig under what's on top, right? The superficially, this guy is Northern California, lay back. Jordan's more go, 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 born in Brooklyn till he was 10 and then goes down in North Carolina, but it's a different kind of like exterior. But maybe that exterior is very important in terms of leadership.
But the exteriors are different with all athletes.
Thank
we
you,
We all kid. Have a different, huh?
Said thank you.
Yeah, we all have a different, you know, I know the way I was and how I am in general. I'm, you know, y'all been around me enough to know that I'm a no-nonsense. When it's serious, and that's the way we're going to deal with it. I mess around, I have fun, but that's the outside. But deep down inside, when we get down to business, it's about business. And that's the way I approached it when I played football. When I stepped between the white lines, it was all my focus was on was trying to win a championship. My focus wasn't on trying to be the best receiver ever in the history of the game. That wasn't my focus.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The only thing I would say about Michael Jordan is that you saw during the last dance, you saw the way certain teammates are like, damn, you started reading all these reports about. So you talk about leadership, right? I know MJ's deemed as like the ultimate leader because he's the greatest.
I wouldn't say he was the ultimate leader.
Okay, but that naturally gets grouped
everybody
in with the greatest of all time.
Differently, yeah. though.
But here's what it comes down to, and we have other things to do, although like people really want to talk about this. To me,
Aaron Rodgers ate up an hour.
Are we kind of taking the results, championships, and then going back, working backwards and saying, see, this is what led to them, and putting too much on the leadership style? Right? Like if Rodgers had 5 championships, this wouldn't be a conversation. And you seem to be saying yes, and I don't know. Third time going to be a charm for the Giants? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.